something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Being Spiritually Minded.
Hallelujah.
I remember several years ago, I happened to have been in that church service, and the Archbishop of Dahosa was speaking, and in that service, he said, "Where is Deaconess so-and-so?" She was not in church. They said she traveled to Lagos for a business. "Where is Brother so-and-so?" He wasn't around. And somebody who knew him gave another excuse why he didn't come to church. He called for another one, and yet that one was not in church. He seemed to have known something was wrong. Maybe they usually sat in certain areas, but as he called them, they weren't in church. Then he said, "Oh God, every business, every job that will take your children away from the house of God, I cancel them in the name of Jesus." "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and other things shall be added unto you." Hallelujah, hallelujah. You see, you may be known to be spiritual, but study the Bible to know what spirituality is. Spirituality is not that you speak in tongues. Spirituality is not that you win other people to Jesus. No, somebody said to me, "All that matters is winning souls." You're wrong. If all that mattered were winning souls, that's all that would have been in this book. That's not all that matters. You're wrong. An ignorant man can say that. You can take your Bible and look like this and say, "All that matters is winning souls." All right, tell us if that's all that matters. That's not all that matters. That's not all that matters. There's a life to be lived. There's a purpose for winning souls. We're not winning souls just to win souls. The idea of Jesus coming was not to get you to heaven. It's more than that. Otherwise, as soon as you were won to Christ, you should check out of here. Why are we still here? Is it well to win more souls? No. Did you win Saul of Tarsus to Jesus? You think he doesn't know what to do? He knocked him out on his way to Damascus and won him by himself. You think he doesn't know what to do? Are you the Holy Ghost? That's not all that matters. There's a life to believe. Hallelujah. So don't miss the whole thing. You have to understand, when you study from the Bible, you have to understand God's idea. Why is he doing what he is doing? You've got to know. Now, you needed a business. You were in church every service. You now found a business. You got a nice contract. Now you won't come to church. You have executive meetings on Wednesday evenings and on Sunday mornings. You are carnal. Is it God that is giving you the job that does not let you go to church? Something is wrong with you. Your carnality has come to a head. And the Bible says to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. It says the carnal mind is enmity against God. To be carnal means to be worldly, to be earthly, to be sensuous. In Hebrews 10:25, what does it say? Read it for me. Are you reading it? Read it out, everybody. Again, as what? As the manner of some is. Hey! As the manner of some is. God has come to know them. He knows their way of life. And he tells us, don't act like them. Are they non-Christians? No! He's talking about his own children. It's like a father talking to some of his children and says, don't behave like that one. As the manner of some is. You're so carnal and so unspiritual that you cannot put together. You see, you have a good job or you have a good business and you can't balance it. You can't balance it with all your spiritual activities. Now your relationship with God suffers. You don't even have time to pray anymore. All you think is what to do about this project of yours. You are not the first to do projects. What you should ask yourself is, at the end of all this, what happens? Most men are never wise. They live through a cycle of foolishness. Again and again, again and again, again and again. With visions that never come to pass. Why? Because the one to bring the vision to come to pass is neglected. That's the Holy Spirit. Incidentally, sometimes, a lot of times, when some people say, I want to get spiritual now, then they choose a day of service and then fast and pray and not go to church. Can you see it? They can't try it on a work day. And what are you going to lose if you did it on a work day? It's some pay, some change from your job. You can't dare it, but you take Jesus for granted. He understands. You're so familiar with him. Don't be familiar with God.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, number 5 Joseph Zumi Street behind Final Yogurt Factory, off George Akume Road, Makurdi, Benue State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays at 8:30 a.m., Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0705-251-5665 or 0708-313-1414 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, being spiritually minded.
Hallelujah.
Most men are never wise. They live through a cycle of foolishness. Again and again, again and again, again and again. With visions that never come to pass. Why? Because the one to bring the vision to come to pass is neglected. That's the Holy Spirit. Incidentally, sometimes, a lot of times, when some people say, I want to get spiritual now, they choose a day of service and then fast and pray and not go to church. Can you see it? They can't try it on a work day. And what are you going to lose if you did it on a work day? It's some pay, some change from your job. You can't dare it, but you take Jesus for granted. He understands. You're so familiar with him. I remember in one of the services, I remember hearing Pastor Larry telling you to stop being familiar with God. And I thought that was very, very striking. Don't be familiar with God. You know, you think he will understand. You believe you have a special relationship with God that's different from the rest of us. Yeah, but you cannot and will never have a relationship with God that is so special that is different from this book. Understand it. He cannot and will not accept a relationship that is contrary to this book. If you have a relationship with God that you think you have, which is inconsistent with the Bible, you have a relationship not with God the Father, but something is worrying you. An evil spirit is worrying you. The Bible says an evil spirit troubled Saul. He wasn't possessed. This evil spirit came to his home from time to time and troubled Saul. And then whenever David played the flute, the demon went out of Saul. That demon came to his mind and troubled him and gave him thoughts to think. And then he would behave differently. Have you seen people who behave with certain extremes? They are the nicest people in the world until they get angry. When they are angry, it's like hell. They take extreme actions before they know what has happened. And then they come back to them and say, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't imagine I ever did that. You are being troubled by an evil spirit. Now I'm telling you the truth. You're being troubled by an evil spirit. When you come to that point in your life, where you get into these extremes, extreme behaviors, you can just go to your recluse. You know, you isolate everybody else. You are so upset. You don't want to talk to anybody. Even when they greet you, you don't answer. Why? Something has happened. You think that it's what happened there that made you angry, that's worrying you. No. Something has come to talk to you. Now you're so uncooperative. So adamant, they can't get you to say, it's all right. No, it's not all right. Until you calm down by yourself. That means when the demon goes. Now, this is a fact of life. It is a fact of life. Saul did not know that an evil spirit troubled him. This thing has destroyed marriages, has destroyed families. Now, a family being destroyed, let me tell you, it doesn't mean that when the man is separated from his wife, that's when the problem. You know, some people say, as long as they are together, it's okay. No! Two people can be together in a hell at home. Doesn't mean as long as they are together, it's okay. We can, some people advise others about marriage. They sit down and they want to advise a young couple. And they say, you see, you can't stop quarrelings from coming. My wife and I, we quarrel, we settle. We quarrel again, we settle. Something's wrong with the two of you. You've been married for how many years now? You're still quarreling and settling, quarreling and settling. Why can't you stop quarreling? Is quarreling from God? So, well, we don't have to always agree. Yes, we don't have to always agree on something. But we can keep that out. It's simple. If I believe this is what you got to wear and you believe you don't want to wear that kind of a thing, okay, what does it got to do with our lives? Why the anger and the quarreling? You quarrel over the food. You quarrel over the door. You quarrel over the mosquitoes in the house. You quarrel over money, over everything, over the children. And if you haven't quarreled over some time, you wonder. You don't quarrel over not quarreling. Now they just think it's normal. It's not normal. It's not because, listen, let me tell you, that's why I tell many of you, you don't need a marriage seminar. You need a word seminar. Yeah. I mean, a lot of marriage seminars, they're just wasting your time. What you need is a seminar on the word, not how to handle your marriage, how to handle your life. You. I love Jesus. I can't do that. I've got to live according to his word. I can imagine quarreling. If I don't like what is going on, I can shut my trap. You say, okay, then boil inside. No, you don't have to boil inside. Just turn your mind away from the subject and go to another subject and discuss other things and be happy with yourself. It's not useful. Quarreling angry Christian. No, it's not necessary. Two of them are entering the car to work. Just enter. Don't come. The other one enters. The other one, come. The man is driving. She's just frowning. Then with his anger, he almost hits somebody. The wife said, better be careful. What a life. What a life. What a life. Is it useful? What are you doing with it? I know I told you to open to the book of Colossians. Let me finish with this one. No, what are you doing with this anger, wrath, malice? What are you doing with it? Are you enjoying it? No. So why are you doing it? You want to prove who you are. It's not wise. Where is Christ in your life? It's not wise.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Number 5 Joseph Zume Street, behind Final Yogurt Factory, off George Akume Road, Makurdi, Benue State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays by 8:30 a.m. and on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0705-251-5665 or 0708-313-1414. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. Thank you for joining us today.